Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. This show will help you on your journey, especially when times are trying or demanding. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life. Now, here's your host, Natalie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Natalie, and you are listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience the miracle of coming home to yourself. Each Friday on Chat with Natalie, we have, as you know, some of the most intriguing individuals, healers, speakers, authors, spiritual mystics, you name it, we have them, and they're all here to help you reconnect with your own beautiful inner core. And before we get started with today, the show as well as the guest, and I'm going to give you the name of the guest in just a minute, I would like to ask you for a favor. And this is a favor that will help us get ready for the show and get ready for everything that we may experience. For all of us and all our senses to be truly open to the information that we are about to receive and that will be shared today, and I can already feel myself tingling, we just want to take a minute to clear ourselves of anything negative. And very often, negativity can attach itself to us consciously or subconsciously. So this is a very simple practice that you can also do by yourself whenever you feel that maybe negativity is clinging onto you. Work with me in tandem as we will now take three very deep breaths in from the stomach area and pull it all the way up towards the chest and the throat. Hold it there, and you may want to count to three. And then you release it out as hard as you can. Number two, take a deep breath in, pull it up all the way, hold it, and release. And one more time, pulling the breath in, holding it, and release. Good. I always shake my hands, and I always point that out because you may hear some background noise. Shake my hands to really get rid of anything. Good. So now we are cleared and cleansed and ready. So the question for the audience today is, have you ever heard of the heart space or the divine feminine? Maybe, maybe not. Well, in either case, today is the day when we can learn so much more about it and possibly a lot of other issues, because today I am thrilled, excited, and humbled to have the amazing Mary Nalini McNabb from the Delphic Wave with us to discuss some of those issues. Mary Nalini McNabb, how are you today?
I'm well. How are you, Natalie?
I am excellent, although I think there are some energetic waves going on in the last couple of days. I'm not sure if you've been noticing them, too.
Well, that's where I live, so yes, noticing is probably the understatement of the year. Yes, they are increasing, the waves are cresting, they're getting bigger, the portals are opening, they're taking us to new places, and it's all good. It's all very, very good.
Yeah, that's the sense that I'm getting, because the tingling and everything that I'm getting is all positive. But I know that a lot of people that I'm talking to, you know, they're a little confused about what's going on. So it's always good to hear that it's all good. Nalini, before we get started with all the important aspects that we want to talk about today, I have one question for you. And this is sort of, you know, my main question for everybody that comes on the show, because I think it's important for our listeners to understand where we're all coming from. And the question is very simple. How well do you know yourself, and how did you get there?
Well, which self are you talking about, Natalie?
Oh, there we go. That's a very good answer.
We're all made up of various aspects. I can truthfully say that of the aspects of which I am aware, I'm pretty well versed with them and very comfortable. And how did I get there? It's a process. It's an evolution. I came in with not a special awareness, not an awareness that anyone doesn't actually have. I was just aware of that and didn't really lose that. So in answer to your question, how well do I know myself? If you're talking about all of the varied particles within the waves, I get to know them better all the time. And so do you, and we all get there by living and growing and being.
And I love that answer because I always try to point out to the listeners and anybody that I talk to, you, and I know you do the same thing, that we're all constantly moving forward or evolving or getting to know ourselves better. It's not like all of a sudden we wake up in the morning and we go, oh, I know everything now. I don't think it quite happens that way.
It would be a little arrogant, yeah.
Yeah, maybe, you know. But, I guess there are people who believe that it can happen that way. And since we somehow got on this topic, and there's always a reason for everything, when we're talking about processing, of course, we're talking about internal work that we all do to get rid of some stuff that we don't need anymore. And I want to point out, and I didn't let you know this, but I want to point out that you do have on your website a wonderful clearing meditation. I think it's a 20-minute meditation. And I keep listening to it. You know, I do a lot of processing work, and then sometimes on the weekends, I just listen to that to really release everything. So just my personal recommendation for anybody who's doing clearing or processing work, it does help to have a little bit of a guided releasing meditation afterwards. So, sorry, I had to bring that in.
Oh, thank you. I forget it's there a lot of the time, so that's great.
Now, let us talk about some of the really important aspects as we're moving forward into 2012. And last week I had Leslie Temple Thurston and Brett Laughlin here, and they were talking a little bit about the heart-centered approach that we're now moving forward. So I think there is a little bit of a connection, but you have been talking about the heart space. And I would like you to just talk a little bit more about the heart space, because it differs from what Leslie and Brad were saying in some aspects. Could you enlighten us a little bit?
Sure. Leslie and Brad are dear friends. I'm very familiar with all of their teachings. And the heart space is not just a nice meditation. I've heard it called that. Although it is that, that's certainly not what it is. This was a gift from the Divine Mother, the Creatrix, the All, the Dharmakaya, the Clear Light, the All that is. You can call it whatever you want. She is the All. But this is a gift that was downloaded through me about 5 years ago now. Seems so funny that it's been that long.
Yes.
And it is a triple layered alchemical space. It is a mystical space, a formless form that allows us to experience being held. And most of us think, oh, being held as in holding a child. Well, a little bit, but also really just being steeped like a tea bag in the energies that most support us, the qualities of the inner core of this mystical space, which never leaves us once we're initiated. The mistake, if there is such a thing, I'm not sure there are mistakes, actually.
Me neither. That's good.
I'll use that and then I'll step out. This is to really let it enfold you, and the core qualities are those. They're unique to each being, those that nurture, nourish, support, appreciate, acknowledge, and cherish the divinity that you are, warts and all. Wow. Processes and all. But that it's, and it's unique because each of us is a spark. Each of us is a facet of the divine. If we think of the divine as the jewel of great price, the wish-fulfilling jewel from whatever tradition you come, we are each a facet of that. So those qualities, while they are sources, definition of those qualities, and there is a current there, a literal flow of light, they differ slightly for each of us. So those are the core qualities of this triple container, or triple space is actually a better word.
Wow. Now, that's that sounds like a very nice introduction to the topic, but I think we can probably expand a little bit on why it's so unique and how we can, I guess, connect with the heart space. However, before we do that, we are going to take a little break, and I'm just going to ask everybody, though, to stay with us, because after that, we will get a few more details on how you specifically can connect with your unique self and with your heart space. So please stay tuned, everybody.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you looking for that special gift that will uplift, inspire, and give a heart a voice to express itself? Let our 365 messages of gratitude box diffused in English and French connect you daily with the essence of gratitude. Open daily a message of gratitude and gracefully move through your day. Offer this gift of gratitude to a hostess, a teacher, a mentor, an elder, anyone who inspires you to feel gratitude. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
And welcome welcome back to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. My guest today is Mary Nalini McNabb from the Delphic Waves or Be Heart Space. The Delphic Wave is a website that you can easily come to, and Be Heart Space as well. But Be Heart Space, I know, is also on Facebook. So definitely Facebook as well as the webpage are good ways to get in touch with Nalini. Nalini, are there any other ways to really get in touch with you for our listeners if they have any questions afterwards?
Facebook, which is okay. Be Heart Space, or the Delphic Wave website really mm-hmm. are the best ways.
Okay.
I spend a lot of my time on the phone, so email or that type of media is the best way.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. Now, before the break, you started telling us, I want to call it the nutshell version of the heart space. And you mentioned that it's sort of unique to everybody and that we can all connect with it. Could you tell us a little bit more on, I'm not sure how we can connect with it. Maybe that's the right question. Or if we need to connect with the Blessed Mother in order to connect with the heart space, what would your recommendation be? What's the best way to go about it?
I'm not sure there is a best way, but I can point the way at the moment, which is to focus the awareness in whatever way feels good to you mm-hmm. in the center of the chest, like in the heart center. What we might know as Anahata, the heart chakra, or just in your core. Mm-hmm. And then allow that to spherically grow in size. Allow it to swell until it encompasses your entire body. And we're not just talking about physical body, but emotional, mental, psychic field, all the way out to your aura. And it really is, as my friend Melanie used to say, a trust fall into the arms of the divine.
Hmm.
The heart space is the heart of the Divine Mother. It is our little, you could say personal, I would rather say unique, particle of that infinite space. So it's relaxing into that orb of light. Some people like to think of being inside a beach ball. Some people like to think of those nested Russian dolls. Some people like to think of being inside one of those hamster balls where, you know, the little rug runs around, but it's protected because there's this circle of plastic around it. Well, this is not plastic. This is very much made of the Divine Mother's love. This is a piece of her heart. And so when we are in this place, when we have relaxed into it, allowing ourselves to be held in whatever way we identify ourselves in the moment, mm-hmm. we are one with her, and we are enfolded in that love. So first step, letting that orb swell, that chakra swell, mm-hmm. until it's as big as your whole aura, as big as your whole field. And then the second container and the third, the cocoon where all transformation happens, replacing transformation in the physical body purely because these waves are too big. Mm-hmm. And then the reality construct, which is really just the reflection of the inner reality. We all know the outer outpictures the inner, mm-hmm. but this is a way of allowing these waves of love to enfold and encompass and bathe and soothe mm-hmm. that entire space. And once we initiate into this space, it does not leave us. We can get there this way by relaxing into it. You can ask the Divine Mother in whatever form she shows herself to you. She has many. They are infinite. To download it through you. It's not sort of toward you. You open a door, you walk in. It's none of those things. It's not the way that you typically perceive things. It's mm-hmm. show me. Those are my two favorite words with the Divine Mother for anything and everything. Show me. And then just letting the space form around you. So does that help?
I think so. I mean, it sounds, you know, for someone like me, it sounds very, very easy and natural to connect that this way. But while you were mm-hmm. talking, a question came to my mind because sometimes I have to, of course, play devil's advocate. And when we're talking about connecting with the Divine Mother and you refer to the heart space as a piece of the heart of the Blessed Mother, what do you say to people who find that offensive?
I say, why would you find it offensive? And maybe you should let that go.
I like that answer.
Anytime we find anything offensive, we're just triggered. We have a fixed position, and that's just the ego and just the mind.
Okay.
And so I don't really have another answer for that.
No, I like it. I like it. But, I mean, you know where I'm coming from, because very often, of course, you run into people who are saying, you know, that's blasphemy or something of that sort. When we talk about connecting with the Divine Mother or being part of the Divine, there are people who are really offended by it. And I know a former close friend of mine is. So that's why I thought I'd bring it up. So it sounds very easy. And on your website for Be Heart Space, I believe you also have some audio files that people can access.
I do. On the Be Heart Space website, it's BeHeartSpace, one word, .com, there are three audios. The first two do a little bit of the nutshell version, as we just did, and then describe getting into the heart space. And the third is actually the heart space meditation.
Okay.
Really being initiated into it and allowing it to move energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, allowing it to move energy. The one key concept about the divine feminine, which really, we're not talking about gender here. You know, we're talking about source. So anybody's concept of God with the capital G fits in here. You know,
okay.
If we all use different language for it, that's all. But this is the divine, and the divine is the ultimate doer. She, which is how I refer to that concept, does everything. And that is the key for the heart space. She is the doer. You say, you know, enfold me in this. You are the doer. I am letting go. I will take the actions. I am inspired intuitively through your flow of wisdom, Mother, to take. And you are the doer. And so it's letting go of all of those personal things that for so long, so many have believed our world was made from. It's just not true.
What are the benefits of connecting with those unique aspects of yourself, the heart space? Because it almost sounds for some people probably a little scary when you say, let go of the ego, let go of all the stuff.
Well, sure, the ego and the mind are terrified by that. In most cases, even in those who've done decades of work, there will be aspects that go, eek. You know.
Thanks for that.
Well, there are, you know, and it's really just reminding oneself that the divine is the doer. By whatever you name you call the divine, they are all sacred. You know, when we talk of Isis of the 10,000 names, and some of them are male. You know, it's letting the divine be the divine, not presuming to take that over, but relaxing into it. It's about trust. And yes, that's terrifying to the mind, to the ego. And we are moving in a cycle now, especially with 2012, where trust is what is required. Trust is the price of admission to this cycle. And we will begin to see that as the waves we were talking about earlier intensify. We will trust because everything else will become unstable. And does that mean there will be big earth changes? We don't know. We're not the divine.
Right.
But is the energy shifting that, you know, that drastically? Yes. And the reason is so that we are pushed through the tunnel of trust.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just an incredible opportunity. So the benefit of the heart space is relaxing into an orb of light that has another two layers that enfold it, one for transformation of anything, and the divine decides how that happens and where it goes, and one that's a reflection of reality. It carries us through this tunnel, through this this transformation time. It's a way to relax, to not stress, to say, okay, all is to the good. Everything is, you know, like you say to a child, everything's going to work out fine. Well, we have to sort of say that to our minds and egos and then do whatever is in front of us to be done.
And when you're saying, you know, just show me, going back to connecting with that heart space, the just show me, do you need to be in meditation for that? Or could you ask just at any point in time?
I do it when I'm driving. I do it when I need to go to the warehouse store. I do it. No, you do not need to be in a special consciousness. I have to admit, I am in what might be called a meditative consciousness most of the time now.
Right.
But no, you do not need to be sitting in meditation. I have people who come to me for sessions or classes who use it in the middle of a difficult situation. Just, mm-hmm. Okay, you're the doer, show me.
Mm-hmm.
Or out on a walk in nature. I would like to see more. I would like to open my perception. Show me.
Right.
So no special consciousness required.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because sometimes connecting to our own inner self and to all the energies and the love that is out there seems so easy. And I think that's possibly where a lot of doubt comes in. It can't be that easy, you know?
Well, yes, because we've been taught, we've been conditioned, life is hard. Mm-hmm. And immediately people will hear that. They'll hear those three words and say, damn straight, you know. They'll be like, yes, that's absolutely true. Then, you know, I have proof and evidence. Well, proof and evidence are just that. They're just mm-hmm. vibrations. They're the past. Then mm-hmm. we know we really don't need to be using the past to reference the future.
Right.
So it isn't too easy. It isn't too good to be true. The divine feminine is not about pushing boulders up mountains. She says, who thought that up? I mean, I guess it looks like a fun game if you'd like to continue to play it, and not to poo-poo that there are issues in this world, but it's allowing oneself to be held in the heart allows us to use the heart perspective mm-hmm. with everything and everyone.
Wow. So it is that easy. And just a minute ago, you also mentioned the divine feminine. And I want to talk more about the divine feminine. And as you pointed out, it's not just the feminine. But we are going to take a little break one more time. And I'm asking everybody to stay tuned and to just wait it out until Mary Nalini McNabb from Be Heart Space and Delphic Wave is back live with us on the air in just a minute after the break. So please stay tuned.
Living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
We're back on Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Today, I have the amazing Mary Nalini McNabb with me. And so far, we've been talking a little bit on how much she knows herself or aspects of herself that she's aware of. We've talked about the very important aspect of the heart space and how to connect with the heart space, which if I sort of paraphrase what you said earlier, Nalini, it's almost like a trust fall into the divine and just letting go of some of the doubts and the fears. And in that, mm-hmm. we also talked a little bit where you had mentioned the terminology, the divine feminine, which I think is a really important aspect, because when a lot of people that I know hear divine feminine, they think the female. But tell us a little bit more about what it really is.
Well, we're really talking about different qualities of energy. If you're a digital person, you think about it as different bandwidths. Greg Braden wrote a whole book called The Divine Matrix, very technical quantum speak about the creatrix or the energy flow, the field of all that is. That's what we're really talking about. We're not talking about gender when we say divine feminine. It's really, the aspect of the divine with the capital D that contains everything, male and female. It is said that the divine has infinite names. Mm-hmm. They span all traditions. Whatever name you call the divine through, if it works for you, if it uplifts your heart and your soul, then wonderful. And all of those things are aspects of the goddess, of the great mother, the sacred feminine, as I know her. And we are really talking about flows of energy that have been out of balance in this world for far too long, nurturing, nourishing, compassion, coming from the heart, moving through the heart, knowing that all our families, all our relations are one. Every child, I heard this said by someone a few years ago, you know, this lovely woman saying, every child is my child. Mm-hmm. When we begin to perceive this way, we are perceiving through the heart of the sacred feminine. Mm-hmm. And, are there men who feel this way? Of course.
Yeah, I know some of them.
Me too. Why would they be left out? It has nothing to do with gender. Mm-hmm. So for me, it is the all. She, as I call her, really came and got me sort of by the scruff of the neck in the early years of the 2000 era. She kind of came and shook me and said, okay, that's enough of all of that. And all of that means I was already ordained in three traditions. I know many of the world's spiritual traditions very, very well, if not inside out and backwards. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's much truth there. What we're really talking about, bottom line, is love, is coming from love. And as humans, we have all kinds of twisted, weird definitions of that. And all of those go. And again, saying, show me what real divine love is. And there are beliefs out there. There are doubts, fears. We've been programmed with them. All of us would say, oh, humans aren't capable of that. I mean, I say baloney. You know, yes, humans are, because we are all sparks of the divine. Mm-hmm. We are all particles in that wave of love, parts of that flow. So for me, the Great Mother is just that. It's the creatrix, the all, the clear light, the Dharmakaya, you know, Allah, Ali, Yeshua. It doesn't matter. She is all of that. She contains them, gave birth to them. You know, there's wisdom in every tradition, and wisdom, the Sophia, comes through her.
Now, I got to play on this word a little more feminine and masculine, just because. So you say it that, you know, men can, of course, also live from the heart space and be more in touch, let's just say, with their feminine energies. Then on the opposite side, even though, of course, we're trying not to have polarities, but the world we live in has them, could we also say that there are women who don't live from the heart space?
Oh, absolutely. We were all trained in the same system and with the same doubts and fears. Yes, in some of the traditions that I have studied, that's called the patriarchal feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in corporate America for, you know, a couple of decades, and you know very well what is valued there. Be businesslike, don't be emotional, you know, play by the rules. And we all know it's the old boys club, at least it has been up until now. And so, yes, of course. That's why we say it's not about the embodiment, whether you are wearing the masculine or feminine embodiment. You know, we can be either in the heart or not. The goal, I guess, if there is one, is to say to the divine, show me, move through me, allow me to be an embodiment of your love, and find the intuitive flow that works for each of us.
That sounds wonderful, and it reminds me of some other aspects that Leslie and Brad brought up last time as well. You know, just connecting more with the heart, more with love, and I think that's a lot of what people who are in touch more with themselves and with their energies, and you know, who are more doing the work that you're doing, have been saying now that this is a new era. You know, thinking about the Mayan calendar and all of that, really the new age where we all live from the heart more, meaning probably than the divine feminine. So when you're talking about the divine feminine, I also just want to ask you a question about something else that you're offering. And again, I didn't mention it to you before, but you have the divine feminine transmissions. I think it's like every Friday that you're sending out a divine feminine transmission for the upcoming week. What does that mean, a divine feminine transmission?
Well, I have no idea. Meaning is what we do to things. But I can tell you how it functions. It's four Fridays each month. Some Fridays there are more Fridays, and others there are more than that because our calendar is funny. But four Fridays a month, and Friday because Friday is the day of Venus in many systems. So it is a feminine quality of energy. Mm-hmm. I basically sit down at the computer and allow the Divine Mother to flow through me And there's a written transmission that goes out, and it gets broadcast to those who have subscribed to it. Mm-hmm. And it really has to do with the qualities of energy. Sometimes the Divine Mother takes a certain form through which she'll speak as Venus or as Isis or one of the other goddess figures, and sometimes not. Sometimes it's just that pure flow of energy. Mm-hmm. And it's really, I just actually finished it for today, shortly before we got on the show.
Okay. Maybe that's why I was supposed to bring it up. I don't know. But it is, I think it is usually quite helpful to get sort of an idea about the upcoming week and the energies that we might be working with. I think that definitely is something worth noting. Let's just put it that way. Mm-hmm. You also have something else right now that I believe you have started, maybe not, but I think you started it at the end of last year or this year, and that is the Goddess Initiation, and that's like a membership circle. And my first question, and I apologize ahead of time, can men join?
Yes, absolutely. We actually have a couple of male members already. It's the Goddess Temple, okay. And it is the Goddess membership. Two or three years ago, the Divine Feminine started asking me to do gatherings, I guess some people call them classes, about the various aspects, so a certain goddess image. And really, it's what are those flows of energy through the heart? What are the qualities? You know, what is her costume and props and stage sets? So, you know, what are the similarities, say, between Athena and Sophia, both flows of wisdom? We're talking archetypal energies here. So the membership in the Goddess Temple, of which we are all cornerstones, really is an opportunity to be part of the membership page. It currently has the three recordings of the goddess gatherings for last year, which were the archetypes of Athena, Danu, who is the Celtic triple goddess, who's near and dear to my heart, Durga, who is the embodiment of infinite force or infinite energy. And we also have, so those classes are actually available as part of the membership. The recordings are there. And I offer email mentoring to those who are sort of introduced to that information for the first time, those who for any reason could not take the class live.
Right.
We're all busy. And then we do a monthly, second Friday of the month, we do a monthly telegathering, teleconference, where members can ask questions. And usually there's a transmission at the beginning of a certain type of goddess energy that's up for that moon cycle, that month, we would call it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't be more excited about this. This is such a privilege for me to be allowed to have these flows to come through me and to support those who are moving through the doorway of the heart onto the bridge that the goddess energies are into what will be our new earth, our new reality. You know, we must go through the doorway of the heart, and these energies are just in support of that. And yes, regardless of which body you're wearing, it's fine.
I want to talk a little bit more about the bridge and the doors that we need to walk through in 2012. But once again, we have one more little break to go to. So everybody, please stay tuned, and we will be right back with Mary Nalini McNabb.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
And we're back with Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself, today with Mary Nalini McNabb from the Delphic Wave. You can reach Mary Nalini McNabb via her regular website, which is DelphicWave.com, or, and I love saying this, on Facebook, Be Heart Space. And I know that Nalini is a lot on Facebook as well, sharing a lot of information. And we've been talking about some aspects of the Divine Feminine. Just before the break, we started to talk about the Goddess Temple, which is also open for males. And in that, Nalini, you had mentioned, as a side note almost, that there are so many doors and bridges we need to cross and walk through in 2012. Can you just tell us a little bit more about what you mean by that?
Well, this is a year of physical manifestation and change. 2011 was a year of inner shifting. Not that the outer didn't for many of us, but 2012 is really the wave of moving that from the inner into the physical. And so there are literally choice points in consciousness daily. There are portals open. The biggest doorway for any of us is really the opening through the heart. Mm-hmm. And we all find that in our own way. The heart space download that was given to me is one way. Mm-hmm. Now, there are many. It's really the door of the sacred heart. And then the energies that are the bridge, or the flows, I guess you could say, they're really not that solid, are the energies of what I would call the goddess, the mm-hmm. energies of gentleness, of tenderness, of reverence, of compassion. That is the bridge into the newly creating realities. Mm-hmm. And so ways to navigate this, the best way, honestly, is to let the divine navigate you through it.
That really sounds easier than it is, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I suppose. I was sort of put through boot camp on this a few years ago, and you know, on and off for my whole life, as we all have been. But this, if there ever was a time to say, okay, you navigate me through this, I will, you know, dive into divine flow and let it carry me, which doesn't mean we fold our hands and become a couch potato. That's really counterproductive. It's just, I will take the inspired actions that the intuition shows me. Show me. I am listening. And, you know, we've all had our moments where we say, well, I've said I was listening, you know, forever, and I've surrendered backwards, sideways, up and down. Well, if you're not in that flow and feeling the trust, there's a piece of you that hasn't. Trust me on this. Mm-hmm. I felt that way for years. I've surrendered every way possible. And she sort of stood there going,
Yeah, right?
Well, until the point where I said, okay, I am doing the trust fall, you know, the backward fall, mm-hmm. whatever that means. Mm-hmm. And I'm trusting that not only will I be caught, I will be carried. Oh. And that's portal number one, into the love, into the heart. I choose love no matter what. That's one of Leslie's favorite things. And I will see the truth. I commit to being open to that no matter what. Show me. And then the portals, the bridges, the flows that will get us through this year and beyond and correct the imbalances in the world that sorely need correction will happen. Mm. But it's going to come through navigating in a new way.
Okay. And what other than opening to the heart space and just taking a back seat, letting the divine take the wheel, what other things do you think people can do practically in their everyday lives? Because you mentioned earlier, you know, we're all busy. Some of us have jobs that may drive us crazy. What can we do on a daily basis? Would you have any recommendations?
Well, sure. The first thing, I'd like to just address that, you know, my job or my fill in the blank, you know, is driving me crazy. Well, then who's got their hands on the wheel? So it's saying in that moment when really you're just sort of at your wit's end, and I'm using these words consciously, saying to the mind, okay, clearly you're not doing such a great job at this. Let's try letting the divine take over. And I remember one of my initiations was I had painted myself into several corners all at once. And I just said to the divine, okay, you do it. If X is meant to be, then you do it. I clearly don't know how. And there's something that clicks when we do that. Uh-huh. It's not out of lack. It's not out of desperation. Well, maybe a little bit.
I would say a little bit.
Okay. My mind can't do this. I get it. Uh-huh. I will take the actions I'm shown. I will integrate the wisdom. I will take the practical steps. Show me. You do it. And even at the market, even in a parking lot where your car has just been backed into, instead of the usual mental emotional reaction, which will be the default, it will be the autopilot response, taking a deep breath, center yourself. These are practical things. Mm-hmm. Say, okay, show me. Mm-hmm. There's a gift in this. I can't see it right now, but there's a gift in this. Show me. And you will be shown. You will. It's that take a deep breath, come to your center, open, and receive not so much, that kind of a gift is a punishment. No, that's a mental construct that says that it always is. Mm-hmm. You know, something else will come out of it if we allow ourselves to receive it. So again, breathe, center, open, allow, and choose to receive through the heart. It's a choice point. Mm. And then listen. It doesn't mean you sit there with your fender crunched in for 20 minutes. You probably have to go do something. But
So don't be a couch potato, but listen.
But listening, really. Mm-hmm. And then when you hear it, the mind instantly will start to use what I call the butt bird and the poo-poo monster. You know, here are all the reasons why. That's a dumb intuition. Well, just don't listen then. You just say, well, thank you. I know you're trying to help. I'm going to listen to the divine on this. Mm-hmm. And instead of trying to beat the mind up, just say, thank you, pause button. I'm going to listen to the divine on this. There's a different wisdom that can come through this, even though my mind doesn't want me to pay attention. And then that intuition will be strengthened. And then that muscle starts to work, and the mind starts to get it, that he or she should be in service of the heart. Mm-hmm. And that will happen less and less.
Wow. I think that's some very practical and good advice, and I hope that people who are listening will share this information to not just breathe and not take everything quite so seriously, but also to really connect more with the heart space, because as you mentioned, we have a choice, and if we are trying to create a better world or a more loving world, then it does start with us. Obviously. So, Nalini, I want to thank you. As always, once we're having fun, everything ends at some point. And of course, every end is a beginning. So thank you for being with me. And if anybody has any questions for you, Nalini, they can contact you, of course, via, as we said before, your Facebook page, Be Heart Space, or via DelphicWave.com, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Wonderful. And I know that Nalini does answer questions that you pose on Facebook. And sometimes, actually, it's very helpful for everybody else if you ask a question or make a comment on Facebook, because that way the information is actually expanded forward and shared with so many more people who may otherwise not have heard about it or not have been in touch with this crucial information.
Yes.
So today was a show about the heart space, the divine feminine. And next week, we're actually going to have a very interesting show as well. We're going to welcome Chris Sade from the Olive Branch Center, and we're going to talk about second wave spirituality, which I'm very excited about as well. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for tuning in to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. As so often, time flies when we're having fun, and we are out of time for today. So just remember to tune in every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, and 12 p.m. Pacific time. And then I will see you back here next week with Chris Sade from the Olive Branch Center.
You've been listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Tune in each Friday at noon Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book your session with Natalie. Continue the conversation with Natalie on her Facebook page, Facebook.com/NatIsis2012. That's NatIsis2012.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. To Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Transformation, transformation, transformation.